Rolling. And here we go. Okay, well, thank you for joining us, beloved beautiful ones. And just like to welcome you to our Creation Alchemy Tele Play Shop and Group Merkabah Prosperity Meditations, Invocations and Guidance. So my plan today, guys, I want to teach everybody to work together. I mean, that's the point. That was the point of having this, and why I did it in donation, so that people could join. I guess some people don't understand that donation, you don't have to donate anything if you don't want to, and that's why I gave the phone number out, so anybody could join if they wanted. But we're going to join together and help each other to help each other manifest. We're going to help each other to create prosperity for each other. I lost one of my phones. Crikey. You guys there? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? You guys there? Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to the phone there. No. Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, I don't know what happened to the phone there. The phones are weirding out. You were saying out of range. If that happens again, I might have to move closer to the thingies. So anyway, once again, we're gonna help each other to create reality for each other. Help each other to create gifts for each other. Help each other to join together in Group Merkabah to create what we truly desire, what we really want in our lives. So, I want everyone to just center yourselves in your hearts now. And just get nice and settled. Connect to the support that's all around you, the support that is available to you from the Ascended Masters, from the angels, the archangels, the support that's available to you from nature, from Mother Earth, from the sky, from the clouds, from the stars, from the moons and the suns. The support that's available to you from Master Dwal Kul and Lady Nada, Saint Germain. Lord Ashtar and the Ashtar Command, the Galactic Federation of Healers. From Kuan Yin, Deborah and Rowena, all of the mighty Elohim, Archangel Michael, Zadkiel, Jophiel, Shamuel, Gabriel, Raphael. And the support that's available to you from your own beloved God presence. the essence of who and what you truly are. Center yourself on the points of light in the center of your hearts. And breathe in the support that's available to you to expand and open your hearts widely, widely, widely now. Expanding your heart, opening your heart. And breathe in the ease energies from above you, the plasma and the Christ light. Plasma is the pure divine power, and Christ light is the golden light of unconditional love. Breathe this in through your prana tubes, through the center of your chakra column, through your pineal glands into your hearts, expanding your hearts further now. Breathing in prana and the voidal frequencies from below. Prana being the life force energy. And the voidal frequency of pure love. Breathe this in, expanding your hearts further now. 12 feet, 3 meters around your body. So that your entire energy bodies, your physical body, chakras, are encompassed in this beautiful love and support that's available to you. And center on the source frequency. And the threefold flame of love, light, and power in the center of your hearts, the blue, pink, and gold. Expanding this blue, pink, and gold flame, send this flame up your chakra column, cleansing, clearing, opening your chakra column above your head. And bring it all the way down through your chakras, through your chakra column, all the way down through your legs to your earth star chakra. So all the way up to your soul star chakra above your head, down to your earth star chakra below your feet, and continuing on down all the way down to the core of the earth. And seeing yourself also surrounded by a golden column of light, send this column of light down to the core of the earth. And send this column of light above you, through your upper chakras, through the higher dimensions, through the moon, the sun, central moon and central sun, great central moon and great central sun. Great, great, great central moon and great, great, great central sun all the way to source. Open and anchored through source. Open and anchored and grounded in Mother Earth. And we call now for our group Merkaba to activate. I'd like to see everyone to just see around yourself a double star tetrahedron, three-dimensional star of David. See this around you. Also see around you a double four-sided pyramid, just like the pyramids that you see in Egypt. One pointing up, and there's another one pointing down into the earth. I call now to the Ascended Masters and the Angels, Archangels, the Emissaries of Light, Pleiadian Emissaries, Sirian Emissaries, Andromedan Emissaries, Orion Emissaries of Light, Pleiadian Emissaries of Light, the and the Karmic Board to assist us, activate Group Merkaba, surrounding all of us now as one. So around each one of you, you all have a Merkaba energy field that is now activating. And these energy fields are also connecting to each other. So I want you guys to see your light energy fields expanding as large as the entire planet. Because we're on opposite sides of this planet now. And this is purposeful good. There is reason why we are connecting internationally. So that we can send a light grid, so that we can send our love internationally to help our fellow humans, our fellow brothers and sisters, our bro stars and sis stars. As we do this work, we help everyone. Now we activate this beautiful energy field across the entire planet. Our energy fields are connected so that we can help each other. And everyone who listens to this recording after we are complete, I'd like you all to imagine yourselves connecting your energy fields to everyone who's come on this call, everyone who will come on and listen to this, or everyone who watches the video. Know that we are all connected. We are all connected as one being. We are one soul. It may appear that we are separate, it may feel at times that we are separate, but we are indeed one. And we can assist ourselves in great ways to combine our energies as one. For together, our energies connected as one, we are much more energetically powerful. The love combined together, our hearts combined as one. We can assist each other to create in much more powerful ways. You can help yourself, like when you're doing your meditations, in powerful ways to also manifest in group Merkaba by calling in the Ascended Masters and Angels. Which, of course, will also assist you. They can and will assist you when you ask for it. They can't really help you if you don't ask for it. And call for our group Merkaba to activate, to combine you as one energy, one soul. And whatever is in divine intent, and is in alignment with your soul, and is in alignment with the divine plan, will be supported. And in fact, everything that you want to create will be supported. And everything that even you've forgotten that you want to create will also be supported. And even the things that you possibly don't want to create but are in your energy fields, they're in your memory, your karmic memory, your soul memory, is energetically supported by the universe, is energetically supported by the Ascended Masters and Angels because they unconditionally love us. And the universe supports whatever reality we want to create. Whatever we put our energy towards, the universe helps us create, even if it is something we don't even consciously want. This is why we must take care of the aspects of ourselves that need healing and clearing. But together we're going to help each other to manifest what we want. We're also going to help each other to heal and clear anything that's might be hindering the creation and the manifestation of our true desires, our divine desires, our mission, what we have come here to accomplish, what we have come here to create on this planet. So we're going to assist each other with that as well. Even if you don't know what they are, you can feel them. They manifest in your life. They manifest in your relationships. They manifest in the lack of wealth that you may sometimes struggle with, or frustrations that you experience in life. Frustrations with the slowness of creation and manifestation. Because you all come from higher dimensional experiences where you can create anything from nothing, like just like that. Down here, everything takes a bit longer. It's been purposeful good for that to exist that way, because there are so many souls that are struggling. And if they could manifest everything instantly, well, they'd be manifesting a whole lot of crap. But our mission is to create what we have come here to create on this planet. Our holy mission, the blueprint of what we have come to this planet to create. You may not know all the details of that. It does not matter. But we're going to invoke that. We're going to invoke the blueprints, what you've come to this planet to create. We're going to call upon your God presences, to our God presences, to download for us the divine blueprints, what we're here to create. And together we're going to energize that. With our divine intent, with other elements that are available to us. So that's what my article, Creation Alchemy, was about, and what this event is about. It's about calling on the elements that are available to us. We are the alchemists. We are the creation alchemists. And you have the choice of trying to do everything yourself with your own personal will, or energetically linking that personal will to divine will, to your divine mission, the divine plan for you, and the divine plan for this planet. And connecting to the divine plan for each individual. You have that ability. You have the ability to see, to feel, to connect with, to know the divine plan to some degree of each individual when you open to it. This is how we can assist each other. This is how I assist beings in sessions. They come to me and they go, I know I'm supposed to do something. I'm on a mission here. But I'm not sure exactly what it is. So we can help beings to discover what that is. First of all, by helping them heal and clear. And then also connecting in group Merkabah to support each other. We can do amazing things when we have a little help from our friends. So I'd like everyone to once again connect your energies together. And can also imagine yourself connected to all of your divine family, ascended masters and angels and archangels, the lords and ladies of karma, the Elohim and the Eloha, Mother Earth, the fairies and the divas, the whales and the dolphins. Call once again for all of your divine support. And all of your friends upon this earth, your family, your brothers and sisters upon this earth. First of all, the ones that you are most connected to spiritually, energetically. Then opening up to a divine connection with every single other person on this planet. Connecting to the point of light in the center of their hearts. See the violet flame within their heart. See the threefold flame, pink, blue, and gold, and see the point of light in the center of their hearts, and the golden light of the Christ. See the Christ within all beings, for all beings are the divine Christ. They just have forgotten that they are divine and that they are love. So it is your job to see this love, so see this love now within all beings. And connect to all beings and know that they are all your brothers and sisters. And they all truly want what's best for you from the essence of their divine spirit. Consciously, Perhaps not. Your ego aspects that suffer from lack, suffer from unworthiness, powerlessness, perhaps not. They do not have the ability to desire the best for you, because they do not understand and know how to connect to their own beautiful, lovely, divine essence and magnificence. But the spirit, the essence of all beings, wants everyone to have it all. So see this now. Feel this. And allow yourself to be supported by this in your life. Allow yourself to be supported by the fact that every single spirit wants you to have it all. Not to have all the things that are coming from your lack consciousness. Not the things that are coming from your desire to feel powerful or to feel loved. Because those are illusions. You are love. You are power. You are prosperity. You don't need the love of another person. You don't need to obtain objects or money to be truly those things, to be powerful, to be successful, to be loved. You are already those things. The essence of every being wants you to have what is truly yours by divine right, and what will support you in your holy mission. For we are indeed on a holy mission, and we cannot be stopped. No force of limitation can possibly stop us. Only our own aspects can hinder things a tad along the way when we do not do what is necessary to help them heal and forget and forgive. So, like everyone to say, I call now. To all of my souls and soul extensions, to every aspect of my beingness, all of my ancestors, and every part of me, across space, time, and dimension, have any feelings, experiences, of being or feeling, disconnected from God, Goddess, feeling helpless or powerless, or unworthy in some way, unworthy of God's grace, unworthy of being loved, or in any way feeling or experiencing. Limitation. lack or shame. Or guilt. Or any other energy that is blocking. Our connection to love. Join us all now. To receive the love and support. And divine healing energies. That are available to us. Now I want you guys all to just know and feel, see, if you have the ability. But at the very least, just know that when you call upon any part of you that needs help, when you call upon support for these beings, assistance is made available. So I want you also to repeat, I call now. To all the ascended masters and angels. And the emissaries of light. And the karmic board. Help all these parts of me. For the Divine Mother, the angels, to surround all these beautiful souls in beautiful cocoons of love. Now, just from your heart, send love and blessings to all these parts of you who experience limitation in some way, powerlessness, helplessness, I'm not good enough, I don't have the capacity, or any other face of human suffering. Any other possibility, any other fears that any parts of you experience. And embrace with your heart, your mind, the energy fields of your body, your DNA, and all programs, all beliefs, are held within you, held within your chakras, that are connected to any of these aspects. Just loving them. And just in your minds, repeat, I call now for divine dispensations for all these souls, all these parts of me, all these beliefs. Divine healing, and I call now to my beloved God presence through the great central sun. The download, embodiment, opening, fully and completely into my energy fields, my body, my mind, my soul, my heart, my DNA, my personal divine plan, my mission, my divine function, realization of my divine essence, and I call for divine support from this group Merkaba, for the continuous healing of all aspects that need support and reconnection to love. Myself, everyone else on this call, everyone else who will listen to this call, for everyone upon this earth, now as a gift, everyone give the gift of healing, gift of love. Blessings. Just imagine yourself giving these gifts to everyone, everyone upon this earth, giving them blessings, gifts of love, joy, bliss, anything anybody needs, you know what to give them. Anybody needs, you know what to give them. Giving them love, giving them blessings. Whatever anybody feels they are lacking. Don't have enough of, just can't seem to find or create in their lives. Show it to them. Show them where to find it. Show them that they can find it in their hearts. They have it already. No one is really lacking in anything. Not lacking in anything, and no one else is. It is strictly a temporary fantasy, a temporary illusion, an experience that we've all come here to experience. For by experiencing illusion, by experiencing lack, we realize that there is immense prosperity. By experiencing conflict, we realize that there is great peace. By experiencing hate, we experience there is great love. Now, beloveds, I want you to see in front of you everything that you have come here to create, even if you don't know what it is, your divine mission, just like a package, your divine mission. Everything you've come here to create. And the things that you do know, imagine them, see them. And even things that you need that will support you. Whether it's money, whether it's a new car, whether it's a house, whether it's even relationship. Things that will support you in your mission. Divine friends. Divine connections. People that have a similar vision as yourself. anything you could possibly need or want. For your mission. It's being created for you now. And everyone, we're going to energize everyone else's visions. So we're going to channel divine frequency, prana, life force energy, Christ light, pure love, the voidal frequency. Plasma, pure divine power, and source frequency, resource, and divine sound to energize these creations, these visions, these missions, these divine gifts. See divine gifts manifesting, creating in your life, your abilities to know, abilities to see, your abilities to feel, have divine intuition, guidance from spirit, greater connections to presence, to the angels, whatever it is you'd like to create in your life. If you have a certain amount of money that you'd like to manifest every week, that you reckon you can, that will help you, that will support you to live a prosperous life, but also to be generous and give to others, give to causes, supporting issues you feel passionate about. Now, once again, we're going to energize these, everyone's visions, your vision. So realize that everyone is energizing yours. Everyone on this call, everyone who listens to this in the future, everyone who watches the video, we're all helping each other, supporting each other, all across the planet. We are in this together. Supporting each other. So with your intent, with your desire, with your passion, with your love, with your joy, with your divine power, energize your vision, your mission, your creations, your manifestations, and energizing everyone else's as well. Energizing, energizing, energizing with the love from the center of your heart. Channeling these frequencies. Channeling prana, life force energy. Channeling plasma, pure divine power. Channeling the Christ light of unconditional love. Channeling pure divine power, the voidal frequencies. Channeling source. Source of all that is, source of creation, source of love, source of light, divine father frequency. like doing some sound, channeling sound, channeling divine frequency. This is perhaps one of the most powerful things that you can do. By channeling sound, by opening up the frequencies and allowing the frequencies to manifest through sound, it gives them a grounding rod, something to facilitate the grounding, the manifestation into this reality from higher dimensional frequencies. You're channeling higher dimensional light and love into the third dimension through sound. Something that comes through and into and creates and transmutes and clears. Whatever it needs to do, channeling frequencies, encodements. So, channeling through divine sound, through divine tent, your divine missions. Channeling through all the supportive energies, healing energies, love and light. Supporting each other's missions, visions. Supporting the vision and missions of every being upon this earth. And supporting the health and wealth of all beings upon this earth, including all of the animal kingdoms, fish kingdoms, plant kingdoms, trees, fairies and divas, nature spirits, health and wealth, prosperity to all beings who crawl upon the land, all beings who walk upon the land, all beings who fly in the sky. And prosperity and wealth to Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for supporting us in this mission. Yako Jamanari Kikuramana Dayara Kura Natira Jindruku Amanda Yakuramana Jendriki Andara Lama Jendruku Maya Naya Kuramana Yachindiria Kuma. This is Creation Alchemy, beloveds. Working and playing, plurking with the elements that are available to us. We call now to the nature divas, dolphins and whales, the mighty Elohim, the creation masters of all space, time, and dimension, to support us and assist us. We call upon the universal laws of love, creation, divinity, karma, forgiveness, liberty, to support us, to support our mission of creating heaven on earth, support our mission of helping our brothers and sisters create heaven in their lives. We call upon the support of all that is, God, Goddess, the universe, the entire universe of creation, the entire family of light, Mother Earth and all kingdoms upon Mother Earth, all elements. Support us on our holy mission. Support us in the embodiment of our divinity. Support us in the embodiment and creation, manifestation. embodiment of our divine presence, manifestation of our mission. Support us to help others, to create immense wealth for ourselves and others, so that all may prosper upon this earth. Help us to have the wisdom to know how to help others, how to educate others, how to illuminate the divinity within all beings, how to remind beings that they are divine magnificence. And help me to remember that I am divine magnificence, that I am love, that I am light, that I am prosperity, that I am abundance, that I am creation, that I am all things. And at the same time, I am no thing. I am a pure divine essence, spirit. Spirit of unconditional love. And I am a spirit having a human experience. Not a human having a spiritual experience. We are always having a spiritual experience. Every moment of life is a spiritual experience. Make sure you are drinking water during this meditation to cool your engine. Continuing, beloveds, double secret whammy jammy energization, channeling more frequencies, more love, more light, the love that is in our hearts, the love that is all around us, the love that is in everything, the love that is in the unified field of creation, that is in all nature. That is in everything and is all around us all the time. Channel this love, channel this support into your body. And out to the world, keeping 30% for you, channeling 70% to the earth, and to the world, and to humanity, and to the plants, and to the animals. Love, light, blessings, healing, balance, joy. And channeling these energies to each other as a gift. I channel these energies to you all, beloveds, as a gift. You do not need these energies because you are all these energies, but I give them to you anyway as a gift to you from my heart. And do the same, beloveds, giving this gift to others. As a gift from your heart. We know that you truly want what is best for everyone. You want everyone to have it all. And we want you to have it all, beloveds. It is all available to you. Everything is here now, available to you to be utilized, not to be taken as humans typically do and manipulated and abused and used as a commodity and sold and traded. Everything is free, beloved. All the elements are free to you. They are available to you now. All around you, within you. In this dimension, in higher dimensions, it is all available to you. All the knowledge, all the wisdom, it is all available to you. All you have to do is open to it. And what is being created upon this earth, through the internet, through international connections, showing us what is available to us. All knowledge, all awareness, all wisdom is available to us for free. But sometimes there is something to be done to access it. Perhaps a clearing needs to take place to allow the frequencies to come through, because that energy, that fear, that belief was blocking that energy to come in. But it is still free. But something needed to be done. Payment needed to be made somehow. Even if the payment was just your time and then attention and intention, your expression to help. Something was needed. This is mastery, beloved, doing what needs to be done, knowing what needs to be done, opening to what needs to be done, and doing it, regardless of whether you are afraid to do it or not, whether you feel that you have the time for it or not, whether you feel that you have the money or the capacity to do it or not, you make a step. You make baby steps. One step at a time. You may not know every step where to go, but you keep your mind and heart focused on the goal, the mission. I am on a holy mission. I am here to create heaven on earth. I do not know every detail of how I am going to do this. I have many ideas, I have many visions of how I will do this. Some are in my mind, some are channeled, some are in my divine consciousness. Whatever. And I will do what is necessary in each moment to accomplish this. So right now, to accomplish this, we are combining our energies in group consciousness. This was the thing to do. And ultimately, I will tell you, beloved, this is the thing to do for everyone. We must combine our energies in group Markabah to create what we are here to create together, to create heaven on earth. The time of working as an individual, the lone wolf, is over. We have gotten all the knowledge and awareness that we could have gotten from this. Now it is time to gain knowledge and awareness from working together. We have gone pretty much as far away from spirit, from God, Goddess, as we could possibly get. Now it is time to start heading back. We've gotten to the edge of our tether. If we go any further, well, then we just drift out into space and we are left alone forever. But beloveds, we are never alone. We are always connected. And now we are realizing this divine connection. And now we can utilize this divine connection to help each other. So we wish you to remember that when you are desiring to create something in your life, to call upon your friends' help. Not necessarily calling them on the phone, but calling them in your consciousness through the psychic network. Beloveds, help me. Beloveds, help me. Beloveds, help me. Nature, dolphins, whales, all of your friends, ascended masters, angels, help me. I need some support here. I'm on a mission. I'm on a holy mission. I need support here. You are not on a mission to work alone. You are not just one superhero upon the earth. There is not just one Superman upon this earth. You are all superheroes, beloved. Every single one of you. And even kryptonite cannot take away your divine powers. So, beloveds, you are even greater and more powerful than Superman. More powerful than Batman, or Batgirl, or Spider-Man, or even Spider-Woman. You are all superheroes, beloveds. You are remembering your superhero powers. You are here to help everyone upon this earth, every single soul. And you are doing this by being your divine presence, by being the divine you, for holding integrity, by holding love, expressing integrity, expressing love, being love, by honoring and blessing everything and everyone, being conscious. It is an easy job. All you have to do is be conscious. And we hear your mind say, oh, not so easy in this world. Not so easy in this world that is always saying to do this and to do that. Not so easy. But it is easy, beloved, because you have been working hard to not be who you truly are. Now you are just working at letting go of what you are not, allowing for what you truly are to be here. The true essence of your divine beingness has always been here, but it has been cloaked. It has been cloaked in an illusion. It is like Halloween, beloveds. You are who you are, and then when it is Halloween, you dress as something else. Perhaps even something so no one even knows who it is. You arrive at the party in a mask and cape and you do not even speak. And people, who is this? Who is this? Who is this person? And then eventually you take your mask off and you realize who you truly are. And then everyone goes, oh, yes. Ha ha. I see who you truly are now. So, beloveds, center yourselves in your hearts. Just realize that you are now creating, you are always manifesting everything that you possibly need and want. And all the elements that are available to you are supporting you. And all the elements that are available, all the elements of support and love, and all of our family of light, and our energy connections together are supporting the manifestation and creation of everything that we are here to do, everything that we have come here to create. And all your divine desires, all your divine energies, all the love and support is here and is supporting you. You are divine support. And you are divinely supported. You are divine love and you are divinely loved. know, everyone, that everything is manifesting now. Everyone wants what you truly, truly desire, what is truly in your heart, truly in your consciousness, truly in the divine blueprint, the divine plan for you. You deserve to have everything you want. That you truly want. Once again, let us all energetically support this. Let us all energetically support for everyone to have what they truly, 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 truly want that is deep down in their hearts. Through the love and the blessings from our divine hearts, from our divine power, from the Christ light that we truly are. And now grounding this deeply into the earth, grounding, grounding, grounding in deeply into the earth, grounding deeply, deeply, deeply into this dimension. Everything that we have done together, everything that we have offered, everything that we have given for each other, to each other. Grounding, grounding, grounding into Mother Earth, grounding, grounding, grounding into this dimension, grounding, grounding, grounding into the consciousness of humanity. We once again offer gifts of love and blessings, prosperity, abundance for all beings, all creatures, great and small. And we bless you all on your journeys, beloveds. Creation. Creation alchemy. Working and playing with the elements. Reconnecting to the elements that are available to you. Reconnecting to the support that is available to you. Working with, playing with the elements that are available to you. Knowing that all these elements are your friends. Are here to support you, and you are here to support them. We are all doing this together. We are all working together. It's time to work together, beloveds, to play together. As divine children, with the wisdom of experience, we wish for you all to create in your lives beauty, divinity, bliss, joy, everything. everything that is your heart's desire, but especially everything that your spirit wishes to create upon this earth, that your soul wishes to experience upon this earth. We lovingly support this. Yakujamanda, Yakujamana, Kirukujamana, Tari, Yakujamana, Tiara Kujundu, Amana, Yatuju. Thank you, beloved kookaburras. We hope you guys could hear that. The kookas were wishing us all blessings on our journey to laugh, to have fun together. Thank you, kookaburras. Again, we bless you on your journey, beloveds. We thank you for joining with us today. Fun and creation, alchemy. May you all have fun alchemizing, creating beauty in your lives. And may you also all learn to have fun with all the things that are not so fun, turning them into fun. Just do a little last minute bit of grounding all these energies, all these frequencies into your bodies, into the earth. Make sure to drink some water. Allow the energies to flow. And we hope you all have a fabulous time upon planet Earth. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And we'll see you all in some other place, some other time, or some other dimension. And thanks for coming on board. It's been about a year and a half since I've had any Tilly Play Shops. You guys have helped me ground it again. And it was the first one I've ever done by donation. I think I'm going to have to be a little more clear with people next time to know what donation means, that they can come aboard, whether they have any money or not, whether they want to pay or not, and they can pay any time or not pay.